A Republican-sponsored but Democrat-backed recreational cannabis bill was introduced in the Pennsylvania Senate on Thursday. But some advocates worry lawmakers may have too many priorities on their plates despite the House passing adult-use cannabis earlier this year. WHYY News business reporter Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza has more.
Republican Dan Laughlin in the far west corner of the state and Democrat Sharif Street in Philadelphia have a new bipartisan bill in the Senate. It's lauded by the medical cannabis industry, but advocates are skeptical of rushing through a bad bill. Like Philly Normal's Robert Rudinsky, who helped decriminalize cannabis in the city. He says the bill does not address the fact that all cannabis consumers risk getting DUIs behind the wheel in PA. They can't own a gun and use cannabis, nor does it address social equity concerns enough.
And there are so many places that you have to touch and visit to get this thing handled, just like the gun issue, just like the DUI issue. It's so deeply embedded. When they went and prohibited this,
PA legislators are trying to balance the budget, fund SEPTA, keep SNAP benefits, and curb a Medicaid shortfall. And now they might consider legalizing recreational adult-use cannabis, a multi-billion-dollar industry already. Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza, WHYY News.
Search crews have found a tractor-trailer cab that plummeted into the Delaware River after crashing through a concrete barrier on the Delaware Memorial Bridge earlier this morning. Delaware River and Bay Authority officials say the cab was found in about 20 feet of water. They have not provided any information on the condition or whereabouts of the driver. The left lane of the bridge heading into Delaware remains closed as of 11:30 a.m.